Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have, of course, Michelle, who is the host for the most here, with all your questions. And this is the only hour of the week you can't call in, because we have your answers here today in the firing line. Well, Michelle, we've extended the sales now, not just a Christmas sale, but it's now melding into the New Year's sale, isn't it?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Wonderful to be here on our last day of 2017, Bill.
Amazing.
Day on the air in 2017. Well, yeah, for you, it's your last day, too.
I got two more hours, though. I have Farley in Berlin, and of course, I'm going to have Gary Richard Arnold here in California, an expert on the political side.
Okay, that's cool.
We're going to wrap up the year and figure out what's going to happen next year. You could make some guesses anyway.
Well, 2018, you see my little, I don't know if you've been to NutriMedical lately. I sure hope you have, and you'll look at the slider that I made there with the 2018 clock, a few minutes from midnight, kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
For Bill. I thought he'd like that.
Yeah.
With all the things going to happen in 2018.
Yeah, it's going to be quite something else, isn't it?
So you probably want me to say something about the sale, the New Year's sale, we're calling it now. It is exactly just a continuation of the Christmas sale and the holiday sale, which is going to go till midnight on January the 2nd. So you just go to NutriMedical or call at 888-212-8871, and you will get 7% off. And if you're online, you'll put in the code PEACE, P-E-A-C-E. I hope you've been telling everyone.
I have, yeah, the code PEACE. And the other question was, people have wondered if they're buying one bottle, on sale or off sale, right through the whole year, if they send in a mail order, which is either a check, a money order, or even money wrapped up in foil, the shipping is free. It's always free in the USA if you just ship an order in by money order.
That's right.
Or check or whatever.
I know Cecil over there in Texas, if you're listening, you know exactly how to do it. You can send any way you want to send. Check, I take, money orders, postal money orders, bank drafts, cash, I take that too.
Mm-hmm.
And, gosh, what else? Oh, I've even taken carat bars. I've taken silver before and whatever.
Yeah.
But always there isn't any shipping. It's always free shipping. So if you're trying to save, you know, you want to get the 7% and plus you want to get the free shipping, and you're not purchasing any more than $149, $150, right, if it's under that, and you still want to get all the benefits, just throw a check in the mail if you do it today, and I get it next week. It doesn't matter. I don't even care when it's postmarked. I'm not going to go, oh, my gosh, look, it's postmarked January the 3rd. No, just put it in and say it's for the sale. And I'll honor it for you, of course. And that way, everybody gets free shipping. Really. Bill.
Yes.
I know you're just busy there looking at the computer.
I'm just trying to get a little clean up there, and some emails just arrived. It's all done. So I'm totally in your attention now.
For now, for the next few seconds. Well, Brett, I did say I was going to bring you up first so that you could go out and shovel snow, but he told me he's not going to shovel snow again up there in Montana because he just got another 15 inches, I guess, last night. So you shovel it, and it just, remember what it's like in Colorado and in Canada? You shovel it, and it just blows
right back
on.
You waited for the sunplow, we call it.
Oh, in Colorado, you could wait for the sunplow. In Nova Scotia, the sunplow never, ever would come.
Never happens.
You couldn't get your
door.
The
snow just hardens and hardens until it becomes hardened to gray and dirty-looking ice.
Well, as I said, you couldn't get your door open after a while, so you have to shovel.
Yeah, well, they had record snows around the country in some places. 5 feet of snow in the north.
Lots of cold and lots of snow.
Yeah, that's because we're into a Maunder mini ice age, which happens every 360 years.
Well,
last time there was 4 to 5 feet of ice on the Thames River in London, and they had ice houses on the Thames River where they had parties.
Well, you know what's funny about that? It's too hot here, and we're still not getting rain, and we're still under fire warnings.
Well, yesterday, what was it? In low 70s here in North County, San Diego.
It actually was high 70s, Bill.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it was. And today it's already 70-something. But we need rain, and everybody up there, you all know how much we need rain here.
Well, we have an incompetent government here. They could at least see the clouds because you can see them up there.
You know what? All that nice snow, we could melt it down and make water.
Well, they do, actually. That's where we get our water supply from. In the mountains not far over here in the Swiss, they have a little town, what's that town where the pies come from?
Oh, Julian.
Julian. And Julian's just a few, an hour and a half from here. Mm-hmm. And you're literally going like to a Swiss village. They have Julian apple pie, some of the best apple pies in the world.
Huh. Well, Brent, so you don't have to listen too much longer, although he says he likes to listen all the way through. He's just being nice, but that's okay.
Right.
Maybe he does.
Yeah.
His question for you is, he has a nebulizer. I think it's either him or his mom or someone there uses it. And he wanted to know if you can put Neutrodyne in the nebulizer.
Yes, you have to dilute it, though, because it's a tincture. Yeah,
so how much and how do you do that?
Well, if you're going to put in, let's say, in a nebulizer, say 5 drops, you want to have at least 5 mils to 10 mils of normal saline.
Of normal saline.
Normal saline, yeah.
His other question was, what about the Neutro Silver dropper?
You don't need to dilute it at all.
How do you put that in?
Just put it straight in. It goes fine.
Straight in?
Yeah, straight into the nebulizer.
And, of course, you don't put them in at the same time.
No, you don't want to interact.
Different
times, at least separated by 10 minutes.
Yeah, so never in the same solution or
right,
anything like
no,
that.
No.
Okay. Hopefully, Brent, that answered your question. David from El Centro, California. Well, David can walk upstairs and multiple steps that never end since he's been taking cardio labs. That's
good.
Just a praise report.
That's great.
Okay, he's going on about that. But I guess he's, it's great to hear. Let's see. Sandy.
You know, I'm going to have a new label for our vitamins. They're called Delay the Undertaker. Yeah, and many more Christmases also under. Many more Christmases, New Year's.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people, we pull them out of heart failure with things like cardiovascular and vein away, and they don't need the powerful, dangerous, and expensive drugs.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny how few of our products do the trick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah,
like sometimes I'll give them an extensive protocol, but now what I do is I give them 3 or 4 things, say, call me in a week or two or email me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see if we need to tweak it a little bit. And then we can go back and do testing. I can recommend tests that their doctor can do so it's covered by insurance. Or we can send test kits to them so we can figure out what's going on and whether we got where we wanted to go.
Let's see. Sandy from Arizona has a problem with dry eyes.
I get the canned sea eye drops because usually dry eyes mean you've got inflammation. I'd also put NutriSilver in your eyes, at least 2 drops 4 times a day of canned sea and 2 drops 4 times a day of the NutriSilver. Usually it means the meibomian glands on the edge of the eyelid and the tear glands are have a low-grade infection, and the chronic inflammation reduces tear duct for action.
Sandy, it looks like, I'm sorry about that, I think that was her mom. And her mom has to take a Z-Pack and eye drops and every 2 months on antibiotics.
Yeah, that's because...
What's going on there?
Yeah, firstly, these antibiotics that they give only work selectively to work in one class of organisms. There's often low-grade viruses and nanobacteria and other things where the NutriSilver will get it very cleanly, and there's no side effects. It doesn't burn your eyes, doesn't do anything. I spray my eyes regularly when I get a dry eye, and it just takes it away. But most people don't realize when you have glaucoma or even genetically activated diseases like center macular changes or retinitis, that if you use a NutriSilver along with Vision Max And we also have peptides for eye regeneration as well as our new Red Deer Velvet that will be capsulated in January.
What was it that the gentleman, Dave, had this morning?
Retinitis pigmentosa. Yeah, there's a genetic component, but remember, the genes aren't the cause of the disease, they're just creating an imbalance. So if you correct the imbalance, the genetic problem doesn't have its action, just like whether or not it's heart disease or diabetes or even a lipid disorder. Genetics are not deterministic, they're permissive. So if you take the right nutraceuticals and technology, you can overcome the genetic imbalance.
So this this gentleman this morning was saying that he's going blind because he has...
retinitis pigmentosa.
And so...
Well, you're going to have free radicals in the eye, so you want to use Vision Max. You want to use Gamma E Plus, the cell detox glutathione, and ultrathiamine B1. You want to take Red Deer Velvet, and then for the eye vasculars, you want Veinaway, which helps with microvascular.
Yeah. Speaking of the Red Deer Velvet, that is on its way still. And everything always has bumps in the road, but it's coming. We've got the stuff here.
We have the velvet, and we have the labels. Velvet. We just have to get the capsulation completed, and we're done.
So I would give us another 3 weeks on that one.
Yeah, I think so. Back in a moment. Lots of questions. Your questions answered.
You'll live.
And welcome back. And Michelle, go ahead with your questions.
Well, we have some anonymous questions. I don't know where this came from. It was through the phone, and it's got Dr. Deagle on it and nobody's name, but they are looking for a protocol for enlarged prostate and twisted bowel. They're not related, say?
No. Large prostate, you want to take our prostate flow. We upgraded the formula earlier in 2017. Mm-hmm. It's very powerful. 1 to 2 soft gels a day, boom. The other is bladder up, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day. And for reducing bladder spasm of the trigone, you want to take the Swedish flower pollen, 1 to 2 tablets, 4 times a day.
What are you talking about? Prostate?
Yeah, because what happens is whenever you get prostate enlargement, you get inflammation of the trigone of the bladder and bladder spasms, you get outlet obstruction. Now, if your prostate enlarges enough to cause a serious obstruction, you can actually get kidney shutdown. So it's a major cause of renal failure for males that they ignore it and ignore it until their stream is really weak, and then all of a sudden the kidney say, you know, it was nice to know you, but now I'm going.
Okay,
so it's important. And there's often infection, so I recommend Neutrodyne to start with, 15 drops, water 3 times a day, Allicin-Met a capsule 3 times a day, and I recommend probably Nutrimune 26Y and NutriDefense because you got to really clobber it for a few weeks. After that, you want to go on maintenance dosage for a number of months because low-grade infection is usually the cause of prostate enlargement besides the hormones. And hormone enlargement of the prostate usually happens with female hormones, not male. It's not testosterone, so you want to take hormone synergy. And the new Men's Max will be here in about a week and a half. So
yes,
it's new upgraded. The reason why it's delayed, by the way, this is the reason. There's two components that we had to get for our new upgraded formula that were delayed, and they're getting from special places where there's only one source in the world. So our formula
is awesome, but a lot of people, sorry that you're...
Yeah, don't go elsewhere.
Max is still back ordered.
By the way, don't go elsewhere. You're not going to get an equivalent formula elsewhere.
So you know what I was thinking? They could take the testo cream in the meantime.
Well, for men's male andropause, there's layers. The first layer is DHEA and pregnenolone and testo cream, which makes your testicles work. The second layer is to take the growth hormone spray because most people also have growth hormone deficiency, the GH spray, five sprays in the morning before exercise and bedtime.
Right.
And then the next layer, which is more advanced, is to take actually peptides to make your testicles work for male and release growth hormone.
Where's the Men's Max come in?
Men's Max is really important along with the layer we call the middle layer that we're delayed at. But Men's Max and hormone synergy, the Men's Max releases a male hormone from your binding globulin. So your testosterone, dihydrotestosterone, androstenedione are released. And nobody else has a formula like this, and that's why this upgrade formula is going to be superior to anything out there in the marketplace, even for professional doctors. And then the hormone synergy has 8 parental adrenergen that blocks the conversion of male hormone to female. So males that take testosterone shots or pills, they actually can have higher female levels than their daughters, which is kind of bizarre. They start getting breast buds because their body and their fat tissue and their liver are actually converting their male hormone to female.
You always say that just with a smile.
It's too funny because I get when I get calls, I get panicky men who saying, "I actually woke up this morning and I had milk on my pillow."
Oh, good.
And no kidding. And people say, that doesn't happen. There's actually a tribe in Africa, believe it or not, that has this herbal fruit thing, and the men are the breastfeeders in the tribe.
Oh, God.
You may not believe that, but you can actually induce male breast development with hormones.
All righty, then.
Isn't that bizarre?
Back to the questions.
One of the other bizarre things you wish you didn't know, right?
Yeah. With this enlarged prostate, I have a question. What's the difference between NutriImmune, the 26Y, and our NutriDefense?
NutriDefense blocks the viral receptor binding domain for all viruses, destroys the viral capsid for all RNA and DNA viruses, blocks the Fenton reaction to allow any pathogen to enter tissue planes, and boosts your natural killer cells. NutriImmune 26Y has the transfer factors to transfer to your immune system to be able to fight all 26 major human pathogens, viruses, bacteria, fungi. It also has immunoglobulin, so your immune system can identify the pathogen and kill it.
So how do you know
they're complementary?
How do you know when you need one and not the other?
If you've got a serious infection, you need both. Because you need the antipathogenics too, the Neutrodyne, Alcimed, NutriSilver. And usually I tell people at least two of the three. So I start off with probably using Neutriodyne and Alcimed and then NutriSilver.
I remember the other part of his question there was twisted bowel.
The most common thing is you're getting bowel spasm. You need to take the IBS care, which is...
What is a twisted bowel?
Which just basically means tertiary bowel spasms. But it's not really twisted on itself.
No,
it's very rare.
Wondering.
If you get an actual obstruction, usually it's external, like, you're circulating bowel cancer, or you're getting bowel spasm, a tertiary spasm, which actually can create a physiological blockage. If you take IBS care, that'll fix that. If there's a bowel inflammation like enteritis, you want to take berberstatin, living probiotic ultra, and the motility agent is the IBS care. It's a bowel-release carnitine to stimulate the myenteric nerve plexus in your bowel to have a normal peristaltic wave, like a little snake swallowing a mouse.
Well, between shows from Friday to Friday, we always talk a lot here and there when I see you.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have questions for you, and I started to write them down because they're always so good answers. Like I said, you were talking this week here just a couple days ago, see if you remember it, about anesthetic. And I would say, people are having surgery for this, surgery for that. And you said it's not a good idea to go under anesthetic.
The average person under anesthetic, the estimated now neuroscientist, the average person loses 1 million brain cells.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Now, if you don't have a lot of brain cells or your connections are kind of weak, it can make you kind of stupid. And the same thing as a car heart lung bypass, because there's microemboli. And if you actually do a SPECT blood flow scan, you'll see little holes in their brain circulation after heart lung bypass machine, which is used for like major heart surgery or heart surgery, like, for example, with calcium when she had her surgery at 6 months or 2.5 years.
Yeah.
You'll recover if you use things like nattokinase and cardiovasc to restore the microcirculation, but the microcirculation can stay damaged for months or years if you don't take things to reduce blood viscosity and open the microcirculation, like cardiovascular.
Did you once tell me that having a glass of wine or two a day doesn't kill brain cells?
No, it doesn't. In fact, your body makes new brain cells. What it does is it lengthens your telomere, and the telomere is a little antenna on the end of your chromosomes. It sends an infrared signal to your cell membranes to open up the ion channels and let minerals in. So if you look at the French paradox, they do several things that other people don't. They actually have the longest lifespans pretty well in the world, except for maybe South Koreans and Japanese, right? And, of course, people like in Georgia, where they have 100 times more centenarians. Firstly, they eat things like the, duck liver and all kinds of fatty things that are saturated fats. They eat natural things. They don't have foods that are altered. For example, the baguettes in Paris, it's against the law. Literally, you can go to jail if you do anything other than salt and yeast and so on. You can't have glyphosate-sprayed wheat, which is very toxic because the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten is identical to the S100 protein in the brain. So if you eat a wheat that's been poisoned by American toxic food industry, it actually inflames your brain. And in fact, the only cultures that get dementia are those that eat wheat.
Yeah, I know. You've said that before. So
right. It's because it's an autoimmune disease, and it's always associated with leaky gut. That's why if you've got, say, MS or ALS, whatever, you have to fix your leaky gut. It's universal, and in fact, I have a test now available through Immunosciences we can do. They can actually determine if you've got fossil lipids that are leaking across your gut wall and attack your brain.
Really quickly, the anti-age max, it's the resveratrol in the wine, correct?
Exactly.
It lengthens the tumors. And our anti-age max has how many equivalent to how many glasses of wine? It's awesome.
Thousands. And the reason why is it has both the trans resveratrol, which is in wine, but also dimethyl resveratrol. It's in the Japanese knockweed. It lasts a lot longer. And we have lots of email questions now. We're rocking and rolling.
We do, and soon I'm going to switch that back to my email first, the questions, just like so it'll be the firing line again. But for now, that won't happen till the new year. Just letting you know, if you want to, I shouldn't even let them know they'll be copying down your email. You're getting too many emails. They need to come through me anyways, Bill. That was the whole point of the firing line. Yes, dear.
Okay, I'm not arguing.
Okay,
no, let's go
Steve
to the
from
questions.
New York. Greetings, Dr. Bill. How are you? I wanted to throw something your way for you to pray and meditate over. How can we get Brother Jonathan more time on the air? You've been doing a great job giving him the floor, by the way, which I commend you. Amen. But is there any way to give him more time, like after commercial breaks, one segment's just not enough? Are you able to give him two segments?
You're talking about Jonathan Gray?
Yeah, he's talking about
He gets four segments, 10 minutes each. We also are doing video, in fact, this week, and I'll be doing a live stream video on Sunday. So if you're signed up for the live stream, you'll actually be able to listen to the show. It'll be posted up
maybe
on...
Maybe I don't know that. Maybe.
It'll be posted up on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Spreaker, Dailymotion, and Vimeo.
Okay, how do you get there slowly? How do you get Nutramedical?
You go to Nutramedical to Deagle-Network, and then you'll see a link, hyperlink directly over to...
Nutramedical, you have to go to the... Top, where's news and media?
And media, And you'll see.
And then
it's
a drop down.
It's posted up in our drop down on our YouTube channel. It's over on Vimeo. Those are my two favorites. It's also on Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Spreaker, Dailymotion, and BitChute. I put up sometimes
from
as well.
From the top of Nutramedical there, Bill, I was just going to. I know you talked so fast. It says media, news, and archives. If there's a drop down there. So which one of those drop downs would you find the audio for the video for Jonathan Gray?
Second one down.
Second one down, Deagle Network
audio and video. Yeah, when it's posted up there, which will be, it'll be posted up there. The video will be posted up there Sunday. But you can listen to it live if you're signed up with no charge at all on live stream.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Next.
And by the way, we're going to talk to, speaking about prophetic things, we're going to talk about the fact that there's no academic proof that before 1830 that the rapture was ever taught. We're going to talk about the final seven years, which, of course, I take a view that the 70th week has already happened, but there's a final period of time which starts with the temple, which is going to start on Sukkot, because by rabbinic law, they have to start blood sacrifice on Sukkot after they sanctify the Temple Mount. And Donald Trump and the Israelis actually have planned last year when they did the election to rebuild either the Tabernacle of Moses or the Temple in the first 4 years, so before 2020. They will rebuild the temple and start a blood sacrifice. And it's tied directly to the issues that they moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. And the Adnan Oktar, the head of Muslim...
They moved it from where?
From Tel Aviv to New Jerusalem.
Jerusalem,
yeah. And what they're going to do now also is they'll probably give... And the Vatican is pushing
to
Jerusalem. And the Pope is moving to try to get the Muslims to get the Temple Mount area called the Mount of Olives in East Jerusalem as the head of the Palestinian state. And he's planning on bringing peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam. So he calls himself the Mahdi, the final Mahdi. This guy, Adnan Oktar, he's the most published and printed modern Muslim media person in history. And he's best friends with Mr. Erdogan, has the largest palace ever built by humans on earth.
And when the sacrifices resume, that's the abomination.
Well, The abomination that desolates. So there's always a pre and an early time and a later time revelation of it. The early time was the Roman Empire, which later became the unholy Roman Empire and the papacy, because everybody knew that the right down through the ages, the real scholars knew that the papacy was actually set the seat of the Antichrist.
So that was the first abomination?
Well, the Roman Empire were abominated by basically abominating the temple and destroying it in 70 A.D.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a first, and there's also a latter abomination of desolation. Abomination means the blood sacrifice, which is an abomination against the blood sacrifice of Jesus. And the desolation is the giving over territory to an anti-Christian organization, which is a world religion, which the Pope and the United Nations World Council of Churches are building right now.
So if we see the sacrifice resume, they started again on the Temple Mount.
Right.
It's a tabernacle, because they're not going to build a temple that quick.
So, no, they can just put it.
So they say they have a tabernacle.
They can put it up overnight.
And you're listening to the news and you see that happening. What does that mean? Does that
their
mean
tabernacle,
3.5 years to the middle of something or what?
1,230 days until the sacrifice is cut off on Yom Kippur. And 30 days later is Pesha, which is the start of the wars of Armageddon.
There's only one war.
Is
that right?
There's only one great series of wars. There's not a whole bunch of different wars. When things get out of hand, because this year, when war looks most definite, for example, we're going to talk about this, it'll bring up peace. So right now we're at the point where Mattis and the other generals are ready to decapitate North Korea and Iran, and also to investigate. That's why Venezuela is on their list. I've got regular and classified sources of information that Venezuela has Russian nukes even tunneled into the sidewalls of the Orinoco River in northern Venezuela. So Venezuela is collaborating with missiles like the Cuban Missile Crisis. So what we're going to talk about all of this to explain to people that they can watch very clear signs that are in the Bible.
Who's going to talk about it? You and Jonathan?
And Jonathan Gray. And we'll do.
And when is he on next?
He'll be on next Wednesday, but he's back on. Yeah, he's on next
Wednesday?
The 3rd, for a regular
third
show.
Hour?
Yeah, and there's 4 segments. There's lots, and I give him lots of time. And remember, we also do videos with Jonathan.
And aren't there videos right now, Jonathan's videos?
If they go to Deagle Hyphen Network, they can watch the videos free, or they can go to YouTube.
They go to NutriMedical and then click on the media
archives,
right, and then the drop.
Yeah, you'll see them on Deagle Network as well, but they're also posted over on YouTube, Vimeo, and elsewhere, so you can find them, and they're all free.
Joe Ale from Eastbourne, Great Britain. Hi, Dr. Bill. Does the gum regrow? Some of the gums in your mouth, right? Teeth?
Yeah.
In this case, receding gums. And if yes, why? And if no, why? I have my front 3 teeth, double ceramic prostheses. What is that? That must be a...
Yeah,
isn't that just crowns?
No, a ceramic prosthesis means he probably put titanium pulse into his jaw.
Oh.
And now they put false teeth on top of that. The gums will regrow. The most important thing for regrowing is puncture a capsule of CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol and hold it in your mouth for 10 to 15 minutes.
Well, his gums are receding, he said, ever since they did that.
Yeah, that's because it may be a foreign body reaction, but here's what you do.
You know what he says? He said he went online, and everyone online says the gums, don't regrow, only with surgery.
Yeah, you can do a surgical procedure to actually help pull the gums up. And that helps.
Is there anything that we have that can...
Yes, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, and use brush your teeth with NutriSilver.
Ubiquinol, so what do you do?
You puncture a soft gel and hold it in your mouth for 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And do it a couple times a day. Boom, you're amazing how your gums will regrow.
Wow.
CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Crazy how fast it'll grow. In a week or two, you'll notice your gums will say, my God, what happened? And you feel your gums all regrow with the CoQ10 Ubiquinol.
What about if you take Ubiquinol the way I do? I just swallow a capsule every day.
You want direct contact to the gums.
No, so it's good for the brain when you swallow
it? Yes, and brain and peripheral nervous system and your eyes, because it works across the blood-brain barrier. And it's a reserve form that converts back into CoQ10 as a reserve, like a reserve form of the CoQ10. Because CoQ10 is not reserved. When you take CoQ10, your body uses it.
What do you mean reserve?
Well, what happens is when you take CoQ10 Supreme, it's not crystallizing. We have the only non-crystallizing form of CoQ10 in the world. Okay? So everybody else's is completely useless after a month. Everybody. QAnon, CoQ10, all this other garbage, CoQ10, they're all garbage. Ours is non-garbage. The problem is that when you take it, it's like jet fuel, it's used. But the reserve form, the CoQ10 ubiquinol, has a reserve, and if it needs CoQ10 in a tissue, the body will back convert it into CoQ10.
Really? It just stays there?
That's why I take both. I take the CoQ10 ubiquinol and the CoQ10, and the CoQ10 ubiquinol will cross to the eyes, the peripheral nerves, and the brain. But the CoQ10 will not. It will not cross
so
the blood-brain barrier.
So it's interesting that it'll regrow your gums.
Exactly, yeah. We also have special peptides, too, and a red deer velvet. And the NDME is also important because when you remineralize, the mineral, think of minerals as the black keys on the keyboard of your DNA that tell your genes what to do. The other factor in your genes is amino acids. But the most important one are minerals. So you take NDME and our minerals, like Vitamin Max and Minerals Plus, your body has zinc and copper, and it'll help regenerate the tissue.
And by the way, NDME, if you purchased NDME, hopefully you got that little piece of paper that tells you how to take it, because there was a misprint on the label. It says like a whole dropper. No, it's just drops.
You only need a full dropper if you're a physical elephant and, you know, two to three tons. You don't need a dropper.
Hi, this is Teddy.
Yeah. We're back.
And welcome back. And Michelle, you have more questions. Let's rock and roll.
Jill from North Carolina. I want to try the niacin protocol for my 12-year-old grandson I am raising. Much of his middle school behaviors shows a tendency toward ADHD behavior, immature, and if he doesn't eat, you know, like regularly 3 or 4 hours, or if there's any sugar or red dye, she says these are all factors.
Yeah, but she's not with the niacin protocol. It's not my protocol.
She says her daughter sent her an article a couple of years ago.
Right. First off, I don't believe in the niacin protocol. Let me explain what ADD is. ADD is a epiphenomena that occurs in younger people. In older people that get brain on fire, they become demented. In younger people, the BOF starts to interfere with myelination. So if you do a T1-weighted MRI scan, you'll actually see delayed myelination of different things like the anterior forebrain bundle and intercortical myelinated pathways.
Now, this is ADD or ADHD?
ADD.
ADD.
And ADHD, basically, the what's called the centers that control what's called drive centers, they're basically in what's called dopaminergic hyperdrive. So they have elevated glutamine levels and dopamine and decreased GABA. And what's called postsynaptic inhibitor neurotransmitters, which you can measure in their blood and their platelets, etc. So these are advanced tests that most doctors, even neuroscientists, aren't aware of. I've been doing, you know, tiddling around, you know, I'm a tinker to find out where labs where I can do all these things for decades. You can do what's called a quantitative electroencephalogram, and there's PhD and neuroscientists all over the country and outside the country that are trained in doing QIG scans. They're done by neuroscientists, not by neurologists. Neurologists do regular EEGs that only look at the surface electrical activity of the brain, not quantitative EEGs that actually look at the voltages across the cortex and the coherence of the frequency. It has to be the same frequency and phase for you to learn something, say visual motor. Those two areas of the cortex have to be the same phase and frequency, and they're out of sync in kids with ADD. Firstly, what you want to do is raise the levels of acetylcholine. And there's three things you need: CDP or cytidine choline, uridine or uridine monophosphate, depending on your fast or slow acetylator. If we did your 23andMe and Prometheus, I can tell you. And the third is ultrasymon B1. You want to take Cognition Plus and Brain Power, which are going to just block the NMDA receptor that's overactivated. And you want to take Brain Mag and Calmmind because there's postsynaptic problems. And with these kids, they have delayed myelination, we give Neurogen. And we want to stop the free radicals because there's elevated free radical nitroperoxy radicals, so gamma E plus, which you can open up and make in a soft gel in a smoothie. I usually recommend you give them something like glycemics because if their blood sugar and insulin go up and down a lot, they can trigger off an attack where they can either get very sleepy or very hyperactive. ADHD, basically, if you want to increase the levels of what's called the three groups of cells in the brain that are out of balance, all the drugs they give, including Sylor, Pemoline, and Ritalin, all work on what's called a reticular activating system cells. And the natural thing to take is acetyltyrosine, which we have called mood elevator. And you have acetyltyrosine on the ones that are hyperactive. It raises the activity of the calming group of RES cells, and it shuts your brain down. That's why giving a coffee to an ADD kid actually will put them to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a reverse response. Yeah. So the so-called the niacin protocol doesn't work. Mine does, and I can actually give you the brain test to do with a neuroscientist that you can actually do it. And most of the time it's covered by your insurance. And I can do the blood tests and send test kits to you to prove the other things or the genetics, because these kids all have maybe low levels of molybdenum, low levels of neurotransmitters like GABA, and high levels of glutamine and so on in their brain. So as a result, they're hyperactive. So, and they have abnormal myelination. So some of them are, the average intelligence of an ADD kid is actually above normal, about 170 to 120. But they're disorganized, so they often fail in school. They're inattentive, and they're all over the place. Easy to correct, though.
Next is Bateson, I think it is, in an email. Bateson, Bateson, AC, whatever that is. Tabitha was bitten by a spider, probably brown recluse. Well, I have experience of that, but didn't tell me for at least a day. She did treat herself with iodine, however. Well, I did email this person, and I said, you should have used Neutrodyne, because just regular iodine or iodine from someone else isn't what we're talking about that is going to get rid of your brown recluse infection. Anyways, her infection spread to 6 inches in her thigh, Bill, and she's a fever and eye twitch and everything.
Yeah, but
we'll take care of that one. But I don't know why, you know, this guy would think that he just used any old iodine. That's going
People basically are self-appointed experts, and to be honest with you, that's a really unwise thing to do. Number one, our iodine is not normal iodine. Diatomic iodine is normal iodine, even if it's reagent grade. It cannot detox halides, fluoride and fluoride bromide. It's not the plasma form, which has to be activated by a Tesla field. And it doesn't have universal antipathogenic activity. Not only that, you see, you don't just put iodine on it. If she's getting an allergic reaction, you want to use orally Allerblock and Allergan. The Allerblock will block the histamine, and the Allergan actually makes it get rid of it. The most important things that I would say second would be Power C Plus, to block the electron deficiency in any tissue that's getting a reaction, including, by the way, even if someone's dying in the ICU, this is for you doctors out there that are working in the intensive care unit. If you put a nasal feeding tube and give them nasal feeding tube, mix ascorbate, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium ascorbate with Bioperin Power C, you can stop somebody from dying of a cytokine storm from gram-negative or fungal septicemia. And you need to understand that this is universal. Doesn't matter what your source of septicemia, let's say you had a burn or a trauma, if you give Power C, it'll turn off the massive secondary reaction of the brown recluse bite, because it's not just an infection. It's an it's an allergic reaction against the proteins in the recluse bite.
Because I put the Neutrodyne on, that's what oozed up all the pus and everything.
It'll kill out the pus.
I also took a half a dozen or more of the Power C.
Power C Plus, yeah. Those would be the first. And the second thing to add would be the Allerblock. And if it still persists, the Allergan.
Dieta is a different name in an email.
Right.
And she says, I'm a 58-year-old female, and about 6 years ago, it was like a switch was turned off in my body. I started gaining about 10 pounds a year, mostly around the midsection. I went from 135 pounds to 190 today. My appetite changed from eating lots of veggies and fruits to craving only meat and cheese. I feel like I have a brain-body disconnect because my brain wants to be active, but then my body says no by feeling like I am wearing a lead suit with no energy or drive to do the simplest tasks. I'm starting to have issues that I've never had in my life, like high blood pressure, thyroid and adrenal problems, swollen ankles and feet. I'm also dealing with piriformis muscle. What's that? And sciatic
nerve. That's basically that in her buttock.
Yeah.
Trapping basically the sciatic nerve. Yeah.
I managed to only sleep a couple of hours a night from the pain, and I'm not taking any prescription meds, but I do have an HRT pellet. I have seen a couple of functional doctors in the last 3 years, and the only results were thousands of dollars out of my pocket. Yeah. Okay, Bill?
Well, the first thing that she's describing is menopause. She's turning diabetic and developing early signs of heart failure. And she's getting...
Can you turn diabetic when you have menopause?
Yes. Yeah, because what happens is your hormones change. Your cortisol level goes up. Insulin resistance goes up. You get a deficiency of growth hormone and female hormones. So you basically, what she's describing is menopause with diabetes, heart failure, and hypertensive crisis, and she's polyhypo. Most people in her age group are, this is a combination of polyhormonal imbalances, so we can correct those with topical DHA pregnenolone and progesterone cream, hormone synergy to prevent
which
the bioconversion.
Which is our old femgestrone.
Femgestrone.
We call it progesterone.
Yeah, and what happens is you also want to be taking hormone synergy to prevent the bioconversion in your nervous system of hormones, which cause hot flashes. The appetite you can control with leptin metabolic, and then she with diabetes, lean one capsule twice a day, and verbistatin at least a capsule twice a day.
Yeah.
You can start controlling the blood insulin resistance. And then you need to be on glycemics, usually a fast 1 day a week and 4 days a month on glycemics only, along with Mountain Red Velvet and the NDME, and maybe your vitamin mineral mix to get the vitamins. But to be honest with you, you have to do that in order to start reversing it. We can also give peptides to actually restore the growth hormone and the female hormone if we have to, but most of the time, just the topical DHEA, pregnenolone, and progesterone will do the trick.
Those creams, if you take just those creams, I talk to a lot of people.
That's all you need.
That seems to make everything balance out, the high blood pressure, the diabetic,
yeah, the reason
all
is
the thyroid
their stress
problems
response,
go
the body's,
when they take those three creams.
Exactly, and the reason is...
So they don't need all the extra
right,
after they take
And you don't
creams.
Want to take pellets or anything else, because when you take external hormones, the liver grabs them so they don't go to your ovaries or do any positive effect.
Yeah.
You have to take transdermal forms of cream. And the same with males. You want your testicles or your ovaries to work. You don't want them to fail. You want to actually stimulate them to work again.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you. I guess, Bill, you're still here for a couple hours. I want to... God bless you. Thank you for all your support, all your wonderful phone calls in 2017. I look forward to 2018. More phone calls.
And more new services.
And more new services.
And we want to thank you both, us both, for all the great things that you've done, where we've been able to help you and pray with you and help you with your financial as well as your health issues and your perspective spiritually, so we can move into 2018 healthier and spiritually wealthier.
We'll see you in 2018.
Back in a moment with Harley Schlanger from Berlin. Stay tuned.
Sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.